You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 30, Do They Know It's Christmas? By Band-Aid. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, December 15th, is the anniversary of the release of what, from 1984 to 1997, was the fastest-selling single of all time, Do They Know It's Christmas, by Band-Aid. Rather than go into the history of each of the artists that appear on the track, I'll talk a little bit about the making of the song, and later, we'll go through the song and introduce the performers for each verse. The story of Band-Aid begins with Bob Geldof, lead singer of the Boomtown Rats, who is watching a BBC television special regarding the famine in Ethiopia. The special really affected Bob, and he decided that he was going to do something to help. He got the idea to try to raise money for the cause by using some of his connections in the world of pop music. His first step was to contact Midge Ure, former lead singer for the band Ultravox. Geldof supplied Ure with lyrics, who then wrote music to go with them. In the meantime, Geldof made phone calls to some of the most popular performers of the time and convinced them to donate their time and talent for the cause. Geldof had been invited onto the Richard Skinner BBC talk show to discuss new Boomtown Rats material, but instead announced the plan for Band-Aid. On November 25th, 1984, the SARM studio of Notting Hill, London, gave Geldof 24 hours of free use to record and mix the track. The night before, some of the preliminary backing music and vocals were recorded in Midge Ure's home recording studio, but the majority of the recording took place between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. in the free studio. Phil Collins of Genesis provided the drum track, and the first verse was performed by Paul Young. Now, Paul Young's biggest hit was the Hall & Oates cover, Every Time You Go Away, and the lyrics he's singing were actually written for David Bowie, who was unable to attend the recording.
It's Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
This verse features Boy George, lead singer for Culture Club. Boy George was actually the last person to arrive for the recording, arriving at 6 p.m. that evening, and he had flown in from New York via the Concorde by Geldof's special request specifically for the recording. This verse begins with George Michael of Wham and ends with Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran. The Wham single Last Christmas came out during the same holiday season, and George Michael donated the profits for that single to the charity as well.
But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard, but when you're having fun.
Simon Le Bon continues on this verse and is joined by Sting, who was on the outs with his band The Police at that time, and Tony Hadley of the band Spandau Ballet. Spandau Ballet's most notable hit single was True, released about a year earlier. This next verse still features Simon Le Bon and Sting, who, coincidentally or not, gets to sing a verse containing his name. They're joined by Bono of U2. This next verse, sung solo by Bono, was the most controversial thing about the song, and it's a line that Bono was against. He felt that the line, "Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you," sent the wrong message, but Geldof insisted on keeping the line. Later, Bono admitted that it's a painful truth that while we can feel sympathy or guilt about the plight of others, we're still not prepared to take their place.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
The next line brings back Paul Young and Boy George and adds Paul Weller. Weller is a UK rock legend, being a frontman for The Jam as well as the Style Council, and he continues to have a very successful solo career to this day.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
This next verse keeps Boy George but replaces the others with Bono and George Michael, and later adds Glenn Gregory of the band Heaven 17. And finally, it winds up with all of them.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
This next call and response section features Glenn Gregory, cross-dressing new wave artist Marilyn, and Rick Parfitt and Francis Rossi of the band Status Quo. One of Status Quo's biggest hits was the song Pictures of Matchstick Men in the late 60s. The response portion is again Paul Young. The song switches to a chorus, featuring all the singers that were there that day. Other memorable groups involved include Kool & the Gang, Bananarama, Big Country, and Frankie Goes to Hollywood. In 1989, 5 years after the original, a cover version was produced, featuring Kylie Minogue, Cliff Richard, and Jimmy Somerville. A much bigger release came in 2004 on the 20-year anniversary. This version featured Chris Martin of Coldplay, Dido, Robbie Williams, and members of The Darkness. In addition, Bono returned to deliver the same controversial line he had performed 20 years earlier. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.